All right, let's get some sports news from Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So I figured out what the Yankees are doing.
Good, because I don't know.
They just added another great arm in their bullpen.
Great? Great. Here's that word thrown around frivolously again.
No,
great.
Great means he had a great year last year. He did.
Great.
All right, so let's say he's another quality arm.
Another arm.
Quality arm.
Arm, another arm.
Okay, all right, whatever you want to say. His stats for last year were amazing. But anyways, they added him to the bullpen.
Amazing. What adjectives we used this morning?
And it looks like they're building a bullpen to be their third or fourth starter.
Yeah, that works good.
Well, they're doing something because they got a bullpen that when you look at it on paper, is just Loctite unbelievable.
Well, the reason why they had to do that is because their starters suck, and they had to do something because they're going to give up a ton of runs a game. So they went out and got a million guys that could pitch two outs an inning that they're paying about $10 million a year for.
Well, if you can't, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Good for the goose.
That's right.
What goose?
Any goose. Hey, they needed more pitching one way or the other, so they got it.
Yeah, we'll see how that works.
Well, that's right. I agree with you on that statement. We'll see how it works.
How many teams have won with that combination? How many teams have won a championship?
Yeah, none. But as far as I know, but you know what? It's a way to get pitching, and they couldn't get the quality starter that they were looking for. So,
like I've said for years, you're not meant to throw 100 innings a year as a relief pitcher. It's not going to work. Huh. And it's not going to work for the Yankees. It's not going to work for the Yankees. It's not going to work for any team that does it. So let them go spend all their money. And in about a year and a half, when they have all these guys sitting there with Tommy John surgery and a whole lot of payroll going out, I guess that'll be the end of this system in baseball. It's not going to work.
No, I agree with you. I have no idea if it's going to work, but it's an interesting approach to it, especially with the Red Sox losing their top guy and not really doing anything with their bullpen. But that being said,
well, who did the Red Sox lose?
They lost. I have to go back to the story. I moved away from it. Sorry about that. What's Paxton Lynch? The Seahawks signed him. His name sounds familiar. He wasn't a first-round draft pick. Was he any good?
I think you answered your own question.
No. I have no idea how he did when he was spent some time in the National Football League. So
I don't know him. That's the whole thing. If you don't know him, is he any good?
Well, also, if you don't know him, he obviously didn't have a horrible. He was just a non-impact player, obviously.
Yeah, he didn't play.
Yeah,
he was a 26th round draft pick by the Broncos 2 years ago. Who's the Broncos quarterback? Do you know who the Broncos quarterback is?
No.
Well, then how good can Paxton Lynch be? He's a safety net in case Russell Wilson gets hurt. So it's somebody that could stand under center and turn around and give a ball to a running back. That's pretty much it. He's a big guy, but he was third string on the Broncos. That's not saying much.
All right. Well, okay, so we've done that. We've done Paxton Lynch. Okay, let's go to our picks first of all.
The Knicks lost again.
That's all right. You see where their Turkish player can't leave the country because Turkey will arrest him?
Yeah, they got a hit out on him or something?
Yeah, unbelievable.
For what?
I don't know.
What does this guy do there? What, you got a poppy seed farm or something?
I saw an interview with the guy, and that's exactly what he said. He said, I'm just a basketball player.
Unbelievable.
You see?
Maybe he's the Donald Trump of Turkey. Maybe. They don't like him.
If he didn't sign with the Knicks, they probably wouldn't have a hit out on him.
Maybe the people in Turkey are betting on the Knicks.
They're getting mad. So let's put a hit out. Oh, I shouldn't laugh about it because it's a stupid
story. No, it's
story.
Laughable. Trust me. It's ridiculous.
All right. Time for picks.
No problem.
All right. In the NFL, I am going to go with the Aints and the Pats.
I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm doing the same thing. I'm going with the horses that have been there before. You're going to see all the stories this weekend about the quarterback from Kansas City and everything else. I'm going with the dogs that go to the dance. I'm now taking Brady and Breeze.
Now, Breeze is 40. Is Brady 40?
Brady?
Yeah.
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 So he's over 40.
So you got two 40-year-old quarterbacks.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a different league.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. They don't get they're protected a lot more.
It's a different league. It's not like when Steve Young used to get hit with an anvil every week. It's a different league.
Yeah, you look back at the giant San Francisco 49er games.
I mean, and it's not only for the quarterbacks. It's you can't touch the running back. You can't touch your receiver. You can go over the middle and eat a sandwich and not worry about losing your teeth. It's an entirely different game. It's flag football personified. That's all it is. And like we said the other day, if no matter who plays in the Super Bowl, you're going to have an over-under that's going to be approaching 70.
Yeah,
it's like arena football.
All right.
People like it? God bless them. I'll watch the Puppy Bowl.
Puppy Bowl. That's right. That's right. The Puppy
Bowl.
This
will be year number five, folks, that I don't watch the Super Bowl.
The Puppy Bowl. Right, the Puppy Bowl. That's right.
Well, you know, maybe they'll have reruns of Baywatch or something on.
Baywatch.
Yep.
Baywatch.
Yeah, why not?
Gosh, I didn't even watch that when it was on as a real news show.
Well, I'll watch it instead of the Super Bowl. Why not?
Yeah. Well, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Or maybe else? I'll watch highlights of the great Yankee relief pitchers.
That's right. Mariano Rivera. Man.
Well, him and Goose. You know, Goose Gossage gets downplayed.
Oh, no,
you know, it was a different time. Let me tell you something. If Goose Gossage only had to pitch one inning every game, he'd be unhittable. Yeah. Mariano Rivera might be behind Goose Gossage. Imagine Goose Gossage only pitching one inning.
Huh?
That's pretty damn close to being unhittable.
Remember,
you got to remember, Goose went 2 and 3 innings to close a game.
Yeah. Remember when the Yankees had Wetland and he closed out the World Series for them?
Yeah, Rivera was their setup guy.
And then when Wetland left, Yankee fans were upset because how could you let him go?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's baseball in a nutshell.
Yeah, I mean, but I would really love to see how dominant Goose would have been pitching one inning.
Well, who else? The Red Sox had a guy who was real good also.
Eckersley.
Hey, there you go. And
yeah, but he was a different type of pitcher.
Yeah.
Eckersley was a washed-up starter who had relief and junk,
yeah.
And that's the way he would get you out. Gossage would just come, hear it. He'd telephone you at the plate and say, I'm throwing my fastball, and you couldn't hit it.
You're right.
Now, I would like to see what Gossage would be clocked on today's guns, maybe 115.
He was, and he had that intimidating look too.
Well, he's a big dude, man. He was a big dude, and he had no friends, and that's the way you're supposed to play baseball. Not when you get to second base, you put your arms around each other, and there's no friends when you play baseball. A guy with a bat is your enemy. You want to get him out.
No friends in baseball, and no crying in baseball.
Well, there's plenty of crying. Just ask the Mets.
That's terrible, but
they
true.
All cry.
Okay, what else?
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, what is it? Today's what, the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, something like that. So
yeah.
2 weeks, camps will open up because they start playing their first games down at the camp this year, I think around February 23rd. So you're just a month shy of spring training baseball with games coming out of the box. A month away from that.
We need that.
Yeah, we do.
So
yeah,
now,
we definitely do.
What's your weather forecast down there calling for?
Who knows? It changes by the hour. We have some snow on the ground this morning. They're saying we're going to get predominantly rain after it starts to snow, but who knows? They don't know.
Yeah.
They hedge themselves all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
If the weatherman had a bet on his forecast, he'd be living in a refrigerator box.
right. Well, speaking about the refrigerator box, I got to put you there because we got to go on to our meteorologist.
Yeah, no, I gotta take a shower, get to work, and I'm sick as a dog again.
All right, well, feel better and have a good weekend. We'll speak to you Monday.
Yep, you guys too. Have a great weekend.
Take care. Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robinhood Radio.